Mon Frey is a Esli noble relation. So his grandmother was actually Leota Esli, and she was a generation from E.L. Esli, who started the museum. And so he grew up with his grandparents, his family. His parents actually had died at a very young age. So he started living with them when he was about 4 years old. And so he grew up with them. He actually graduated from Girard High School in 1958, and then he went on to the University of Illinois for his bachelor's and master's degree in architecture. And he actually would come to the Esli Noble Museum when he was a young man with his grandma when they would come to Aledo to run errands. And I just thought it would be a great fit since he was like this small town living person who lived with his grandparents, grew up on a farm, and, went and made something so big of himself that he went on to build these mansions and for Paul Harvey and for saving 50 different libraries in America for the Carnegie Libraries, which is something to be super proud of. We have a Carnegie Library in Aledo that is getting, restored. So it was very interesting to talk to him about that when he's restored and saved 50 different libraries around the United States and ones that they were just going to demolish. And so that was very, something that he was very proud of during his career.
And I guess this is a time to kind of maybe promote membership a little bit, because you can learn all about this kind of stuff because you print that newsletter 4 times a
Yes.
year. So it's always good to kind of promote if somebody wants to be a member or
Yeah,
things of that
so
nature. How can one become a member of the Historical Society?
yeah, if you want to become a member, it's $20 a year annually. Otherwise, if you want to become a lifetime member, it's just a $300 payment, and then that takes care of it for the rest of your life. We just hope that people, if they want to become a member, they would either send a check to the museum or they can bring the check or cash into the museum, and you just make it out to the Historical Society. And once you are on our list, then you'll get the 4 newsletters per year. And in each newsletter, it offers different articles like this. It shows different artifacts that we have and tells about any events that we might have too.
And then the other good news is if you want to go to the museum, you can now because of the Tier 1 mitigation. So this is
Yes.
like a perfect segue, right?
Yes. So we will be opening back up Friday and Saturdays, and we'll be open from 12 to 4 on both of those days for our winter hours.